So in the first reading today, we hear that a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem began, and all had to be scattered because of that harsh and severe persecution itself. But how the first reading ends really need to motivate us and help us be fixated on what makes us Christians. That even in the midst of everything that's going on, all the things that were hard, there was great joy among the disciples. Immediately in our postmodern world, when things don't go our way, we immediately let everyone know about it. And then it leads us toward doubt and rejection and abandonment of God right away. When things don't go our way, we think that God somehow failed us, and then therefore God doesn't exist. Therefore, I don't have to believe in God. Therefore, I'm going to live my own life to make it through life by my own self. But when the disciples, when the apostles were faced with hardship and persecution and all the things that went on, they didn't give up on faith. They believed. And because of their tenacity, they were able to be creative in how they preached the gospel. They didn't give up. They were tenacious. They had the tenacity to persevere, to hold on to the faith, to stand strong. And that tenacity helped them to be creative in reaching out to other parts that were not perhaps in their schedule, in their agenda, in their outlook. Yet, because of what had happened, the unfortunate things that had happened, the persecution itself, it led them to new land, new park, new places, new people to preach the gospel. Therefore, we need to remind ourselves that we're called to preach the gospel at all times to everyone whom we encounter, whether in good times or in bad, in trials or in blessings. Because at the end of the day, Jesus reminded us in his conclusion to chapter 6, the bread of life discourse, that he is the true bread of life. Whoever comes to him will never hunger. Whoever believes in him will never thirst. And to believe in him is to follow the will of the Heavenly Father, so that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ will see the Father in him and he in the Father, and with that, eternal life itself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, as we live through this Easter season, may we never lose that joy of the risen Christ, that joy of being fed by Christ through the Eucharist, his body and blood, the joy of knowing that even when we're persecuted, like the apostles, like the first disciples, even when we have to face challenges and trials and hardships, there's joy there, for God will lead us toward new journey, new paths, new adventure, and new ways as long as we desire to preach the gospel.